I hope you're enjoying yourself on a daily basis right now, Christian.
Because, I am.
Science says that basically it's now or never for you.
Oh, wow.
That's what it says.
That's dark.
Star 99.9. So I'm 42, and basically a new survey or a new scientific findings has ruled that the funniest parts of my life, they're over.
Oh.
They're in the rearview mirror now at this point here. Again, they're asking and trying to figure out what is the most enjoyable decade in a person's life. So the new survey came out, and it said that only 18% went with anything after 40 years old.
Oh, well, grandkids and stuff like that, you know.
Think that would up it? No, only 18% said with anything after 40. The most popular answer, 21 to 30, mm-hmm. and then 31 to 40 came in second. So ages 0 to 10, 7% said those are the best years of your life.
Nobody remembers those.
It's great to be a kid. That's the nice thing to say when you're older, I think.
But right.
The truth is that, you know, you wanted to get out there and get a little bit of your groove on
right.
at some
school.
Point.
I mean, how that's many people be really the most enjoy fun. That?
Right. 0 to 10. And how much do you really even remember?
Yeah.
All right. You remember certain things, but you don't know if you were 10 or 11. Let's
exactly.
be honest in your mind. 11 to 20, they said 9% said it was the best. Ages 21 to 30, 30%. The most
wow.
popular answer right there. I got to tell you, my 20s were awesome. All right.
I heard they were
that's
actually
right.
incredible.
I've told you plenty of stories, right? They were awesome. 31 to 40, 16%, which makes it the second most popular answer. I got to tell you something, too. When I hit 30, everybody was like, oh, 30, oh, the big deal. 30 was great.
32 was
awesome.
Was a blast.
Everything from 36 on, though, started to trail off a little bit, if I'm going to be real. 30 to 36, awesome.
And
in
then
control, smart.
36,
still felt pretty good.
All
body was relatively recognizable to my 20s, you know, the best part. Then after that, things started to slow down a little bit. I don't know if that coincides directly with my metabolism, but that was it. 41 to 50, only 8% said it was good. And then it just trails off after that.
Man, my 70s are going to be amazing.
51 to 65%, 61 to 74%, anything after that, 1% or 0.
Oh,
anybody said
man.
80 to 90 was 0% and 90 to 100 was 0%.
Yeah, they're lying. That 1% is lying.
No, that's the one person that was alive.
They were like, yes!
That was like, what?
I made it!
I'm 79. Look at me. I'm still out here going to the grocery store taking your dumb survey right now. Right. We're just talking about the best decades of your life, which a new survey has come out that says that the best decade of your life is from 20 to 30 years
oh, nice.
Old.
Okay, so that's good,
the second
that's good
best
for me.
Is 30 to 40, and then it just drops off like a cliff. For me, they say ages 41 to 50. I'm 42 right now. Says that it's 8%, and then it just 51 to 65%. And then, you know, you get to 0% at ages 80 and up, which just seems sad, I think, in my opinion. Ann Raven, hello.
Hey, this is Angie in Trumbull. I just heard your conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens at 66? Am I dead or what?
You got 4%. 4% at 66 is that is the best decade of your life. 4%.
There you go. I knew it.
You got to find those other three people out of 100 and hang out with them because that's where the party is at, according to this survey, anyways.
Have a great day.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.